It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'll be praying for you and your needs. I believe that our God is doing miracles and He will use you for His glory. We were talking about the two blind men came to Jesus and how He healed them, and how they testify, and how many people came to Jesus Christ for their healing. Today we are going to talk about another blind man. His story is given in different books: Matthew chapter 20, Mark chapter 10, and Luke chapter 18. Mark and Luke talks about one blind man. Luke says a certain blind man. But the Mark says that man's name was Bartimaeus. Now you will see, study these three books, you will see the story about this Bartimaeus. This is a little bit different than the other two blind men we saw. When Jesus Christ was passing by, and this man is sitting on the highway begging, and Jesus Christ was passing by. Jesus Christ might have noticed him. He's always begging, so beggar always ask. They don't whisper, they talk loud. So purposely Jesus Christ maybe passed by him. And he is saying, "O son of David, have mercy on me." And he shouted. And some people said, "Hey, keep quiet." They thought Jesus Christ already saw him and he doesn't want to heal him. So let us tell him, "Don't bother Jesus." So they said, "Quiet, don't shout." So he shouted loud, "O son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus Christ had the compassion. I was thinking, why Jesus Christ didn't heal him right away? Why he walked away? Jesus Christ wanted him to really seek Jesus. Let the people know he is really, really anxious to get healed. So Jesus stood there. Jesus could have gone back to him, but the Word of God says he stood there. And he commanded maybe his disciple. He cannot command any other people. He says he commanded to go and bring that man. So I think one of his disciples might have gone and said, "Hey, be in good comfort. Now Jesus Christ is going to do some miracle for you. Get up and let's go." Now this man is a blind man, sitting and begging. He might have a container. He might have a stick, a rod. He might have a beggar's cloth and everything, and he's sitting there. But the Word of God says when Jesus Christ said, "Bring him here," he took out all his dirty clothes and threw it out through this begging pot or whatever the container, gave up the rod and stick and everything. And they brought him to Jesus Christ. When he was brought there, he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now just think, people might be thinking, what Jesus Christ is thinking? This blind man begging, and now he wants his sight, and Jesus Christ is asking him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And some people might be thinking, why Jesus doesn't know that he needs sight? I met so many blind people. I met one man and I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "No." I thought no blind person will say, don't pray for me. I said, why are you saying that? He said, you know what? Because I'm blind, I'm making hundreds and thousands of dollars. I have 7 buildings I built. I was surprised. And he says, my children are going to college and they are universities. And now they are ashamed of me. He said, Daddy, don't do it again. Don't do it. We are feeling ashamed. But he says, I'm the one build these houses and send you to college. And so I said, so what? Why can you now ask God to heal you and be all right? He said, no, I don't want eyes. Without eyes, I can do better. So you can see there are people, they don't want to see. They want money. They want so many other things. You have seen there are so many blind people, and they're singing and they're doing all kinds of things, and some of them are living in sin. I saw one blind man, and a Christian man, and I was doing business with him. And then one of the girls working with him, he said, Pastor Peter, tell this man, he's using me and he doesn't want to marry me. And I called him and I said, sir, what are you doing? I thought it's a Christian man and you're doing wrong thing. And so I said, I will be not doing the business with you. But he didn't say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do it, I want to live for God, nothing. So there are people like that. This blind man said, Jesus, I want my sight. He believed that if I go to Jesus Christ, I don't need this stick anymore, I don't need this garment anymore, I don't need this container anymore, and I will be healed. Jesus Christ says, let it be according to thy faith, or your faith has saved you. Not only God healed him, but he saved him. So that means he believed Jesus Christ is not only healer, he is my savior. And if you read that in that chapter, he followed Christ. And many people start praising God and glorifying God, what God has done for him. If Jesus Christ heals you, what are you going to do? This man followed Christ. Other people, they went away. Earlier we heard, those people went away and told everybody what Jesus Christ has done. But this man followed Christ and started praising God and glorifying God. And he believed it and he received it. Jesus Christ says, let it be according to your faith. Or you have a faith and your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you. So Jesus Christ is alive today. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. And he will give everything what you need. There are people running after money, as I said, even the blind people running after money. This person I told you about, he didn't want any God, he didn't want anything, and he was asking money, and as soon as they give money, they go away, and you see, if it's a dollar, put it on another side, if it's $5, put it in another pocket. He had little bit eyesight, but he was crooked. And he was making money crooked when he didn't want to be perfectly healed. So there are people, all kinds of people, they are going after money, after wealth, after worldly things, and they don't want God. But this blind man, not only he wanted healing, he wanted to believe in Jesus Christ. He says, you are the son of David. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm going to follow you. And Jesus Christ healed him, and he was completely healed, and he followed Jesus Christ. I saw one man in a Bombay city. We were having a convention. And he came with a begging. And so I prayed for him. And God healed him. I took him to barber, cut his hair, give him a new cloth, and He stayed there for a week, 3 days or 4 days. I gave him a teaching on the Word of God. And he was so excited that he was blind and now he can see. And I said, you know, when you go, don't do the wrong thing what you were able to do before. Just be grateful, read the Bible, pray, come to church, and grow in the Lord. And he said, well, I want to go home. And I want to tell everybody what Jesus Christ has done. I said, listen, don't do the things which you were doing before. Otherwise, you will be blind again. He thought, you know, once I'm healed, I will not be blind again. So he went. And a week later, he comes with a stick and blind again. I said to him, sir, what happened? He said, you told me certain things not to do. Those are the things I did. The point I'm making, people are not grateful. People are not thankful. They want to do what they want to do. And they're thinking God keep on doing good things for them. They keep on doing whatever they want to do. How many people are grateful and are followers of Christ? There are so many people you see in the world. They call themselves Christians, but they are not living a Christian life. I was just traveling in a bus. And in that bus there was a sign, no smoking. And everybody were smoking in that bus. I pulled the chain and stopped the bus, and the man came and said, what can I do for you? I said, sir, sign says no smoking. And everybody's smoking and I'm choking. So tell the people, get down, smoke outside and then come in. And that person stopped the bus, let the people go out, smoke outside and come every stop. And the man was sitting beside me. He said, sir, who are you? I said, I'm a Christian. Christian? He said, there is another Christian town near our town. And those people smoke, drink, gamble. They're doing all kinds of things. Why can't you go to that house? Why can't you go to their places? I said, sir, I'm going to one of the man's house. And you will see that man will never smoke, never drink, and he will be completely transformed. Because some of the Christian you people see, they are not really born again Christian. So I went to the man's house and I told him the story. I said, while I'm coming, this is what happened. And this man had a liquor drum in front of his house. And they were sitting and smoking a pipe and cigarettes and different kinds of smoking. And always 10, 20 people were sitting and they were having good company. That night, I said to this man, you go to church? He said, yeah, I go to church. I'm an elder in the church. I said, you're an elder in the church? Did you read in the Bible that you are the temple of the living God and you are destroying your body? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And then when I read that, and then I read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19-20, he said, you are the temple of God. If you destroy the temple of God, God himself will destroy you. So when I said that, he said, I am 65 years old. I never read this scripture, and my pastor never talked about this. So I said to him, sir, because your pastor is smoking, your denomination, they are not against smoking and drinking. That's why you think this is right. I'm going to pray for you and God is going to deliver you. Do you have a desire to give up smoking and drinking? He said, I have a desire, but I start smoking since I was 8 years old and it is hard for me to give up. I said, this is nothing impossible. If you give your life to Jesus and if you have a desire to live a Christian life, a godly life, he will help you. And he said, pray for me that I should not have a desire to smoke again. Ask God to take the taste or the desire of my heart or from my mouth. I said, okay, it's not impossible. I prayed for him, and that night I stayed in their house. Next morning, his servant comes. He says, sir, this is your pipe. He said, take that filthy things out from here. I was listening. He said, you know, you prayed for me. Now even that smell bothers me. And he was still drinking. And so he went to another town, and he was sitting on the horse. He fell from the horse, and his leg was up, and his head was down. The horse was good. Horse brought him home. And so that night, he was so embarrassed. He said, God took my cigarette, but I didn't want to give up my drinking. But now I'm embarrassed. I do not want to do it again. He made a promise to God. I will never drink a drop of liquor again, and no smoking. And he went to another town. And that man who met me in the bus, he saw him and he said, the man came to your town and he was in the bus and stopping the bus and telling everybody not to smoke. Did he do anything to you? He said, yes. I gave up smoking and I gave up drinking. Because that man gave me the word of God, and my life is transformed. And he was a witness to 10 surrounding villages. What I'm trying to say, when God does something good to you, you go and tell others. Don't try to do wrong thing. Just start doing good things. As I said, I told the man, I pray for this man and blind man. He got healed. Instead of doing good, he started doing evil things. And that's why Jesus Christ says, when you get healed or you get delivered, watch out. The devil is going out of you, but he is going to see that house is still clean. And if you don't receive Jesus Christ, do not receive God, he will come back and make your life more miserable, 7 times worse than before. That's why people are suffering. People are allowing devil to ruin their life. They don't want Christ to rule their life. I tell simply people when I go and pray for them, I ask them, what do you want me to do? They will say, pray for me that I should be healed. I said, when you get healed, what are you going to do? And they will tell me so many other things they want to do. I say, sir, important thing is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then God will supply all your needs. Whatever desires you have, he will do it. The word of God says, Psalm 37, verse 4, delight in the Lord and he will give the desires of your heart. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, then he transforms your life. He will heal you, he will deliver you, he will set you free, he will supply your needs, you will not have any wanting. Do you know what David says? Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Not anything lacking to the children of God. He supplies every need. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, what he says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is nothing impossible with God. What is your need? What do you need from the Lord? Some people say, oh, I want this, I want that. And they're going after the things, and things are running from them. And some people have so many things, and they're living for sin, and they have luxury, and they say, oh, we have so much now, and we are so rich, and we don't need God. But the Bible says the money has wings. They will fly away. Your wealth will be gone. Your health will be gone. Then what you will do? when you are healthy, you are wealthy, that's the time you say, Lord, I'm not worthy. You have given me everything. I need you. Because even though you have money, you have everything, but you are not having peace. You are empty inside. Just like this blind man. He might have money and everything, but he said, I don't want anything. I want my eyesight. I want to see Jesus. I want to follow Christ. And he did. And God blessed him. And other blind man got healed and went back to the world and became worse. What do you want? Do you want wealth of this world? Or you want to do something for God? In this world, we did not bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. Whatever God has given to us, the Word of God says, what little we have, if you are righteous, it will be more than a wicked person's wealth. God wants to keep you healthy. He wants to keep you happy and joyful. He wants to give you everything. There is nothing God can take it away from you. He will give it to you. You remember that Peter followed Christ. He said, Lord, we gave up everything and we came, and what are you going to give it to us? What he said, whatever you give up, I'll give you 100-fold in this world, plus eternal life, plus I will give you grace to be kings and priests in my kingdom. God wants to bless you. He doesn't want you to be beggar. He doesn't want you to be sick and afflicted. He wants you to be blessed in everything. Health and wealth and prosperity. If you have a problem, financial problem, sickness, disease, or any other problem, call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. When you prayed this prayer from your heart, that means you invited Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When you invited him, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be a child of God. You're going to be a servant of God. You're going to be a useful vessel of God. What God has done for you, you're going to do it for others. And you're going to tell others what God has done. If you're bound with all kinds of drugs, alcohol, and all kinds of problem, look at that man. I prayed for him and overnight, everything gone. And even though he wanted to do something, he was embarrassed to do it. God can change you completely. Some people say, oh, God doesn't hate smoking and drinking. God loves. No, sir. Our God is a holy God. This is a holy temple. If you invited Jesus Christ in your heart, you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your new habit, new friend, new things, new health, and new prosperity has come to you. Enjoy your Christian life. Christian life is not an ordinary life. It's a glorious life. And you should be thanking God. I'm a child of God. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Touch your friend, your son, your daughter, or somebody. Or you touch your body. I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that God is going to touch you, heal you, not only for you, but for his glory. And you're going to be telling others what Jesus Christ has done. Do you want me to pray for you? If you say yes, touch your body. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. Touch them. Heal them. Deliver them. And let them go and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, it's a simple prayer, but there is a power in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that you are already healed. Why don't you get up, start walking? Get up and start doing the things which you were not able to do before. You say, oh, I'm weak. Just call upon Jesus. You will get supernatural power to stand on your feet and praise God and glorify God. You will be no be the same. God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. Sometime if the healing doesn't come immediately, it will come gradually. But it is there. Once we pray and we believe it, we receive it, we will have it. There is nothing impossible with God. I keep on saying, there is nothing impossible with God, and I'll be saying billion times. The time is almost gone. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen. Please tell somebody to tune into this program and let the people see, and they will be blessed. Thank you, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.